It's Nick, Jess and Ducko. Welcome to the podcast. No Jess today, but she'll be back joining us tomorrow.
All right, so a bit of a public service announcement for anyone who maybe uses Google Photos to try and share things with your family.
Right.
So what you can do on Google Photos, there's a certain function where you can identify a face, and they're actually very, very good at identifying faces in Google Photos.
Right.
And then that face will automatically be sent to certain family members. So say my twins, for instance, right? Any photo that I upload to Google Photos, and I can automate it. So every photo that I take just goes into Google Photos.
And then they get it. If they're in that group with you, they get it.
And then if they're on the twin notification, any photo that is of the twins, it'll just automatically be sent to like my mum and dad.
Huh. I've never heard of Google Photos like this.
Very good.
Right. So you have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's good app. But good app. This is not an ad for the app.
Okay.
Because there is a woman and she accidentally sent a video of a sex tape to her mum via this method.
Oh, jeez.
So she decided that she would have a little bit of a, according to her, a self-esteem building sesh with her hubby.
Yeah.
And they would film it.
Yeah.
Problem was that they had the sesh in the kitchen.
Right.
And in the background on the fridge
no.
was a photo of her boy.
No way.
Her son. Google Photos has seen the photo of the son, identified the face.
Yeah.
And then automatically, due to this system, sent that video off to this woman's mother.
Oh, that is the biggest nightmare.
Yeah.
So it's seen the little kid and gone, oh, there's a little boy, which is also weird because then it feels like your kid's watching you do the deed in the kitchen. And it's sent it to the whole family and they've got a video of mummy and daddy making a baby.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know, I have fear of, you know, kitchen seshes because there's a lot of sharp and heavy things around.
Yeah.
Even just drawers, just conjure up like forecasting images of disaster.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're doing it in the kitchen, but they have.
Hey, the kitchen would be a great place to do it if you really want to spice it up, mix it up. It's like, there's no time anywhere else. Let's go right now. Like the lust is coming over us.
That's true. And you just throw each other's clothes all over
them. It's so romantic. We're really like, ah, this is uncomfortable. That's pointy. It's a pointy corner. There's a chopper with it, don't you? There's the toaster. Stop it.
Now, if you're the mum,
yeah.
how far through do you think you get before you're like, oh, this is...
Well,
this is not for me. Like, I don't know how much preamble they filmed, you know?
Like, it's not like a, it's not like a piano where they're having a full storyline at the start. Oh, what are you doing here? I'm here to fix your sink. It's not one of those. Not that I've seen. But
maybe it was scripted. We don't know the contents of this specific video.
No, true. And I think the mum, if she's doing, you know, any respect to her daughter, she'd sit there and watch the whole thing. Because you can't start, not finish it. And then you should give her daughter some feedback and tips.
Yes. It's like, my daughter sent me this, obviously for a reason. Who am I to decide what I should and shouldn't watch?
You know, it's family. You can't choose your family. I better just get involved and watch. And then next time she sees her son-in-law, pretend his name's Brad, she'll be like, Brad, how you doing?
Because I don't know if your mum said this phrase to you before as well.
Yeah.
But I've seen it all before, doll.
Yes.
Don't worry about coming out of the shower or
it's
whatever.
It's natural.
It's natural. I've seen it. I've seen it. You haven't seen that, mum.
You haven't seen me having sex with my partner in the kitchen.
So just be wary. If you've got this automated service and you also want to create some adult, you know.
So you and Georgette have this, so you should be very wary. Like, no more filming yourself wherever you may do it. You know what
I mean? You know what? We're quite lucky in a sense that we haven't done that yet.
In front of your kids'
haven't
photos?
Done in front of the kids' photos. What is your crazy pregnancy story? So there is a video floating around of a woman who has taken her child home from NICU, is there for a little while, explaining how... And look, you know, we come in all shapes and sizes.
We do.
But I'm going to say how insanely large her baby was. Have a listen.
I had my second son via C-section by two doctors because he came in at a whopping 14 pounds, 0.6 ounces. Yes, I gave birth to a toddler who then spent 11 days in the NICU, where clearly he was the biggest baby in there. The NICU did not even have diapers for him or clothes. They had to go up to pediatrics to get size 3 diapers, and he came home in clothing 6 to 9 months.
6 to 9 month clothing?
I want to put this in perspective for you. I've got twins, obviously. They're 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They were reasonable sized twins. They're often small, but they were actually reasonably sized twins. They were nearly full term, and both of them combined was still a kilo off the size of this baby.
How big is that C-section cut to rip it out?
I don't know.
Like, surely it wouldn't be the normal size hole. Would that have to be slicing open like half the stomach?
I don't want to speculate too much on that.
That is rough.
Ridiculous. Like, I can't imagine what the recovery would have been like.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we're searching for your crazy pregnancy stories because a mate of mine, who I play in a band with, he at John Hunter was driving there, and he and his wife were trying to get there. Obviously, it went a little bit faster than they anticipated from labour through to actually giving birth to the baby, because they got so close that they gave birth to the baby on the roundabout just at the top of John Hunter Hospital. If anyone's ever been there, you'll know. You come in from the lights, there's the roundabout. About 100 metres later is the emergency doors.
Oh, no. So they gave birth. He pulled up onto the roundabout, opened the back doors, opened the boot.
Yeah, and then I assume, based on movies that I've seen, get me some boiling water and some towels, and then just did it himself. No, he got some help from inside the hospital. They came out to him and delivered the baby in the car.
Did he run into the emergency room going, she's having a baby in the car park, everyone get out there now? Like they do in all the movies.
I don't even know how he did it, because he was the only one in the car. He said his passenger seat has never been the same.
Yeah. Well, funny you say about passenger seats, because my cousin, right, she was in, they live in Brisbane, but she was in Sydney for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
She was heavily pregnant at the time. Probably shouldn't have traveled there, but did. She was on the way to the wedding when the waters broke.
Oh, man.
In the Uber they were in. So they were in the backseat of the Uber. Her waters broke. They had to tell the Uber driver, get us to the hospital right now. Apparently he loved it. Like, went full police mode and was like cutting through traffic and like, I've got to get this person there. Didn't know that the waters had broken on the back seat just then.
Yeah, that $40 cleaning fee is starting to look a little insignificant, isn't it?
You'd be burning the car after that. You can't come back from like someone else's pregnancy waters broken on your back seat. And if you're in an Uber too, you're giving so many people lifts.
Or does it like, they better have given him a 5-star rating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that in his disclaimer now? Look, you can get in my car, but just so you know, the right passenger seat has had some waters broken on it. It's up to you.
Your call. Please rate me 5-star. So 13, 10, 60, we're doing crazy pregnancy stories. It can be about anything to do with the birth, the labour, you know, did you not make it there?
Yeah, we'll take whatever.
Yeah, we'll take whatever.
Aramani and Karua, how are you going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So what happened to you?
It was actually my mum with my sister. She got a taxi to the hospital, and the taxi guy was obviously Gedge was going to have the baby in the car, so they got a police escort and ended up being a false alarm.
Oh. But I mean, to say you had a police escort once in your lifetime is, that is awesome. Like, I would love that so much.
Was it the Braxton Hicks contractions that just...
Yeah, it might have been. I have no idea. This was a long time ago.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just got the police. I don't even know what that means, mate, but I'm going to say, yeah, it was. Obviously, the Hicks coming in, you know, just every couple of minutes. Whatever that means.
Nailed it. Sam in Head and Greeter. What's your crazy pregnancy story?
Hi. So I was trying to have my firstborn naturally. Keep in mind that I was 19 at the time, first baby. So we were trying to have him naturally, and I had to get rushed up to theater because in case of a cesarean. And, yeah, they actually had to push him back up into my belly from the birth canal to get him out for an emergency cesarean, so I could feel him going straight back into my belly.
What?
As you can imagine, how low they can get.
Oh, wow. Yes, I do. Please do not tell my son Otis this, because he's quite an affectionate boy and he often asks to go back in.
To go back in, your mummy.
Yeah, he should not know that's actually a possibility. Man, that's full on, Sam. Did it turn out all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came out fine, but they ended up hitting a artery in my uterus, so I ended up nearly losing 2 liters of blood. So, as you can imagine, it was a good first birth experience.
Oh, man.
Is he worth it as a kid? You happy with him, or, you know?
Oh, he's crazy, but we love him.
I'll take that as a no.
Okay. Emma in Cessnock, what's your crazy pregnancy story?
So I was only 14. My mum came down, her water had broke, so my older sister drove her to the hospital. When they got to the hospital, they was trying to organise a bed for her, but the baby came that quick that my sister and the nurse delivered it in the storeroom of the hospital.
In the storeroom?
Yeah.
At least hopefully there was a mop in there.
Wow. And did your sister know what she was doing at all?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
That's full on.
And yeah, it wasn't like a midwife. It was just a general nurse too. So yeah, they just had to do what they could because the baby was just coming.
Fair enough. Wow. Nature's going to take its course.
That's wild. Such a hero story, though, to be. If you were that nurse, you're like, I delivered the baby.
And the 14-year-old.
Yeah. Just relax. We did it, guys.
Yeah. We got this.
Yeah.
Amy and Ellie Barner, what's your crazy pregnancy story?
Hi. It's when we lived in Wickham and we were just having quiet watching TV one night and someone was yelling out, help. And I was a bit worried. My husband running out, but he did. And we found our neighbour on the front lawn, which was basically dirt, giving birth. And the boyfriend yelled out, "I can see the head," and he tried to push it back in. Oh, and my husband's like, "No, no, no, don't do that." And so my husband coached the lady through it all. And then the baby came out and walking back and the umbilical cord stretching and stretching. We had to push him back in and say, "No, don't do that." And then the ambulance arrived.
Wow. So on your neighbor's lawn, your husband practically nearly gave birth to a baby.
Yeah, so John basically delivered the baby. The boyfriend was just beside himself. And my husband's going, "Right, next contraction, we're going to push." And I'm like, "How do you know?"
Yeah, what are you doing? He's like, "I've seen movies. I've seen ER. I know what I'm doing." Oh, mate, I never want a kids. We haven't been joined by Jess yet. She's still been recovering from the wedding.
No, but we've got a code white.
She's
both posted on Instagram the dress and the person wearing the dress joins us right now, Jessica Faccioni. Woo! How are ya?
Good morning, fellas. Oh, my God. I'm on top of the world.
Yeah, you're in that wedding bliss, aren't you?
Seriously, the past 48 hours are now dipping into Monday, and I can imagine for the rest of my days, I hope to ride this high. It's just been epic.
Oh, it definitely lasts forever.
Yeah, great. Good news.
Unless you get divorced and have another wedding.
Then oh, my God, we just pick up another wave. Yeah, just like surfing, you know. One wave comes, another wave will come, another wave will come.
That's it.
Or you could just renew your vows, you know.
So true.
Maybe yearly.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I literally said to Angus last night, I went, "Cool, so can we come back here every year for our anniversary? Just get red leaf, get all 168 of our friends and family to celebrate again and again and again and again."
You think she's joking, but you're not joking there, are you, Jess? They should actually make people do that.
Oh, man.
It's my 30th on Thursday, boys. Maybe we bring it earlier and just do a 30th.
Back out to red leaf. Sure.
And you've had a few days to digest it. How are you feeling? Favorite parts? You know, what do you...
Oh my God, honestly, everything was just more than I could have dreamed. And to be honest, like, I said it to you boys yesterday and on Saturday, to see everything that Angus put into place actually come to fruition and to see it all in front of me wasn't just a spreadsheet no longer. It wasn't a quote. It wasn't a Pinterest mood board, to see it all come together. But I think my absolute favourite part was the fact that in our vows, which Angus and I didn't know, we didn't share them with each other prior to the ceremony, obviously, that we both referenced food.
Yes, you did. He went into detail about, you're like, it's a rigatone.
Yeah.
Seriously, and also, you're the charcoal to my chicken. Yep. I'm getting that tattooed somewhere on my body.
It's already in your back, doll. That's already there.
That's what your tattoo says.
Yes, that's what my new translation of my back tattoo says.
But also, like, you're giving a lot of credit here to Angus. Yeah. I think you are underselling how good the olive green napkins were.
Oh, Nick, you've just, I'm back on that rate, riding that wave high. Thank you. And also, I'd like you to reference the modesty curtain.
Yeah, look, it was great. We've spoken a lot on this show about the modesty curtain. If you don't know, there's about an 80-metre drive from the venue down the road, and then Jess was going to come out for about a 40-metre walk to the wedding, and you made Angus build a curtain so people wouldn't see you getting out of the car.
Yep.
We've been relentlessly mocking you for the last 3 months.
Everyone has, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to, like the charcoal chicken yesterday, eat my words and say, I think the modesty curtain was actually really good.
Yeah. You actually needed it. You did with the setup. It was a great really idea. Good. Yeah.
I love it. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I need to get that on a little snippet and just replay it over and over to wipe out the past 3 months of mocking. The modesty curtain is a hit. It's now available for hire. So if you'd like to DM Angus Harper on Instagram, I'd give you a good price. Just quote Harper Ever After and I'd give you a good price for the modesty curtain.
Harper Ever After 10 and you get yourself a 1% discount.
And Jess, I mean, don't sell us short. The Flower Boys, we spoke about it earlier this morning, just after 7:30, you can hear on the podcast. But, I mean, how do we go as your Flower Boys?
Would you believe I have seen no footage of it? As you know, the ceremony was unplugged. If anyone had an iPhone in my face, I would have karate chopped it out of them, going back to my karate roots there. Yeah. So I was behind the modesty curtain as you boys were. I don't know how you went with my own eyes, but all reports, absolutely stunning. All reports, absolutely brilliant. So I can't thank you boys enough.
You're welcome.
See one photo, I'll be honest, my photographer quickly showed me a snap of Ducko cradled in Nick's arms. Yeah. Looks of pure bliss on both your faces. And I'm already getting some comments on the photo I posted, which I hope you've made mention to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of the flower scattered almost, you know, just very beautifully across the grass. So obviously that was all your work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I owe you a lot.
Well, can we propose a business opportunity here?
Yes.
So you got the modesty curtain. From the modesty curtain emerge flower girls / boys.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get a package deal. You get the modesty curtain and Ducko and I.
Oh, yes.
For a good price.
And, I love that, yep.
We can go to weddings and we can be your flower boys. Or whatever.
I love that. You know what? We'll throw in the olive green napkins and really make it a Harper Ever After experience.
Well, Jess, obviously I'll be back on tomorrow and we'll get a full debrief from you then when you're in the studio. We look forward to it. But it was a great day. You know, I'd hate to see the price tag on that wedding, but it was bloody beautiful.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Let's not worry. What's money? Who cares? You do it once, let's do it right, I say.
Exactly. I'll tell you what there was a lot of. Who cares about the money? It was a lot of love.
Yeah. A lot of love.
We love.
And you know what? There's a lot of love going on right now. We've had a bunch of friends rock up the Calvary, as I'm calling them, because we've got to bump this thing out. Yeah. So Angus is giving me looks through the window. I've got to help pack up some chairs now, boys. If you guys want to, at 9 o'clock, you're nearly done, make your way back to Wollombi. There's a lot to pack up. Someone's got to put the olive napkins back in the bag to send back to Melbourne.
Oh, we've got that meeting.
We've got that meeting thing, don't
meeting.
We?
Oh, really? Cool. Let me get on the blower to our boss, and I'll free you up for the rest of the day. We need all the help we can get.
He's lost reception today.
Yeah, it's just hard to get around. We're playing a song, but no, we'll see you tomorrow, Jess. We look forward to it, and tell Lisa your mum I said hi and that I miss her.
Thanks, boys.
But you might notice Jess isn't here today. She's still recovering from the wedding of the century.
She is. And you may not have seen a lot of posts on Instagram as well. We were told that it was an unplugged wedding, so not a lot of photos. None of Jess yet.
No.
She gets first rights to post a photo of her dress.
She said that she's probably going to post one at 7:30, so stay tuned. But you can also follow my Instagram, at Ducko. I'll get all like the second best wedding content. You know what I mean?
Such as? What have we got to look forward to?
Lisa Faccioni and me dancing on the dance floor, doing full spins where I nearly drop her, and you can see people's reactions like, oh my God.
But it was a wonderful day.
It was great.
Blah, blah, blah. Beautiful wedding, beautiful setting.
Wonderful.
Beautiful couple, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we had a couple of roles.
Didn't we?
We had to be the flower girls.
And we didn't know right up until, this is genuine, we didn't know right up until the moment before we did it if we were doing it.
Yeah.
Angus didn't tell us anything. No. Jess hadn't followed up with it.
Said it once on air and then hadn't mentioned it again.
And I don't know if it was a joke or if it was real. And people were like, you guys doing it? I was like, I have no idea. You and me hadn't seen each other. I'd been in isolation.
Yeah.
Like it was the most disorganized. I was like, oh God, are we going to ruin this day? Because like this was a joke and we're not meant to do it and we're doing it. Like,
yeah. And then one of the staff organizing was just there looking a bit forlorn, holding two baskets of flowers. And we're like, I guess they're ours.
Yeah. She's like, you're my flower boys.
So we grabbed them.
Yeah.
We sat behind the modesty curtain, which is where things got a little awkward.
It was.
Because Jess pulled up in her car. Now, as you may have heard from the discussions, the modesty curtain was there, so she would have a big reveal. People wouldn't see her get out of the car. They would wait till the curtains were drawn, and then you would see her for the first time.
And Angus made this modesty curtain.
Yes.
He built it with his bare hands.
Yeah, well, the thing was that we were behind it, so we saw her get out of the car.
It was awkward, right?
And we're like, can we look at you?
What do I do?
We don't have to look out of nowhere to look.
And they were all quiet because they were quite nervous. And I, to that point, wasn't nervous. But then I saw Jess, and like you said, I don't know if we could look at her or not. And then she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I must have looked nervous because she looked hell nervous. And I started freaking out. I was like, Killy, we're going to ruin this wedding. We're going to ruin this wedding. We've got to be good.
Yeah. And then we started talking quite in depth about our flower budget because it was a long walk up to the altar.
Yeah. It was like 150 metres. It felt like it went forever.
Yeah. And we had this small basket of flowers and we're like, I think we can only pick up two or three at a time and then kind of just sprinkle them on the grass as it goes.
And we ran out of moves. Like we'd throw it in the air and we'd do a little spin. Then we're like, what else do we do? We've got 100 metres left.
Yeah, I'm going to spin again.
We're dancing with them. Yeah. And then we did a jump. We did like, you gave me a basket. I went in front of the whole audience when we got to the altar and I ran and jumped in your arms and we put littered the flowers all over us.
Yeah, which we thought was like this graceful, one of those sprinklers that just showers petals everywhere. Yeah. According to witness reports, most of the petals just fell on our own heads.
Yeah. And they got stuck in the basket when I was trying to flip them upside down.
But it went well otherwise.
That was great. The video will be out soon where we can see it back because it was an unplugged wedding, as you mentioned. So There was no social media. There were no phones allowed.
No, no phones allowed. But one of Jess's very good friends sneakily took a video of us doing the flower girl
duties. Bit of contraband.
And a lot of people were saying, oh, geez, I want to see that.
Yeah.
And I said, I know something.
I know a person at the wedding who's been filming.
Girl, look, don't tell anyone.
Okay.
Because it was strictly against the rules.
Oh, yeah.
For that girl over there in the floral dress.
Yeah.
She's got it. Tap my nose. Yeah. And then I saw over the course of the recovery on Sunday, just heaps of people just going up to her, introducing themselves and being like, can I see the,
video?
The blacklisted video?
Yeah. Now, she would have been kicked out for that wedding. There was a social media manager there at the wedding employed just to kick people out if she saw their phones.
Yeah, I don't think she's allowed in Newcastle anymore.
Oh, jeez. But it was very good, mate. I had a great day. And I know I had a good day because at the recovery the next day, the photographer, who was obviously taking photos all night, said, oh, Ducko, I just followed you around on the dance floor. These are my phrases that I was yelling two phrases the whole night, or three phrases. One was, we did it. I was grabbing people just saying we did it. The other was, we're out of ISO. And the third one was, don't we look money? And he said, you were just on loop saying that, hugging people, dancing. And there's photos that I'll post this morning as well of me dancing with Jess's mum, Lisa. Yeah. And I fully did a spin. And the best moment was when I spun. I nearly did drop her because obviously I was holding my cocky tea in my other hand. I didn't want to drop my drink.
And you gotta save that.
Yeah, I'll save the drink over the mother of the bride. But yeah, that's life. And I nearly drop her. And I look over and I see Rob Falcioni, Jess's dad, in the corner, just like staring at me. It's like, don't drop my wife. And also probably just stop touching my wife.
All right, here's where we share something we are thinking, doing, or saying with each other and find out if they are, in fact, weird. Now, Jess is away today, so stepping up to make the vote actually count. Producer Sophie, welcome.
Hello.
Okay, this one's me, guys. Okay. I'm just going to rip the... I don't know how to quite explain this one, but I'll give it my best shot, okay?
Give me the countdown already, then.
Good radio gear, Ducker. So, whenever I cook... with onions, okay? You know onions, obviously, they stink. They get all over you. You know you get that onion smell on your fingers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And no soap seems to get it off.
It doesn't get rid of it, right? But here's my thing. I love having the onion smell on my fingers the next day because when I smell my fingers and smell the onion, it makes me feel like I'm a cook. Like, it makes me feel like I'm a bit exotic. And I actually enjoy the smell, like, last night's dinner, I cooked that curry. You know what I mean? So I don't know if I'm the only person in the world, but I enjoy onion smell on my fingers.
Okay. Give us the countdown.
It sounds bad when I say it.
It does sound bad when you say it out loud.
3, 2, 1. Weird.
Not weird.
Yes! Okay, let's dissect this. Sophie, I'm weird.
Well, yeah, and who likes the onion smell? And I get it's more that you think that you're a chef, but I just don't understand that at all. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Gilman, come at me.
All right, so the specific example of wanting onion smell on your fingers to smell like a chef, I think is a little odd.
Okay.
However, I do also like some bad smells. And sometimes on my body because they are somehow satisfying.
It is.
In a certain way. And I can't necessarily put my finger on it.
Yes.
So I, just after I sneeze, there's a weird smell that lingers around. It's a horrible smell, but I'm like,
I know what you mean. I like the smell of my own sweat.
Yeah, sweat. Yes.
So like I have my hat that I wear to the gym all the time and I never wash it and it just stinks like my old sweat. And when I wear it, it reminds me of like being at the gym and it's hard work. Yeah. And I smell my sweat and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Occasionally I'll check if I'm like, you know, haven't applied deodorant that day and just give a little
smell under
the arm and then I'll know that it smells and I'll just go back in for another little.
Yeah, yeah. It's like your own farts. Everyone likes their own brand.
Yeah.
Do you ever just let one rip, Sophie, and just breathe it in?
No,
you don't never. You don't go home and just breathe it in?
No.
Oh, come on.
You're missing out.
I really don't.
You don't just fart and sit in it?
No. I'm cute.
Well, I go home and I rub onion all over my body.
Yeah.
And then I let one rip.
Dutch oven yourself.
Lucky Morgan.
Right. And look, it was a tough weekend. Mm. Not going to lie. Mm. We actually didn't see this game because we were at Jess's wedding, but a 42-16 defeat to the Titans up there.
Yeah.
And Blake joins us this morning. Mate, how are you feeling?
Morning, boys. Oh, mate, it's been a tough few days, to be honest. We were embarrassed up there on Saturday. So luckily for us, it's a short turnaround. We get a chance to be much better at home on Friday.
And what did Adam O'Brien say after the game? What was said in the room?
He was pretty vocal
after?
In the press conferences, not being too happy with the attitude of you guys. So was there a big spray at full time, or how does that work?
Yeah, it was a decent one at halftime, full time yesterday. It he's very honest, Adam, and that's the best trait about him. So, like I said earlier, mate, we were really embarrassed by the effort that we put in there on Saturday, and he just highlighted it and just said it's just not acceptable. And You know, we need to you know, fix it up really quickly.
So what? Because you're obviously a veteran, Blake. You've been to plenty of different clubs. You've been around plenty of different, I suppose, winning and losing sides. So you know, you'll be very important in this situation for the entire team. What do you do to get out of this? Let's call it a funk. What do you guys do to sort of get out of this?
Yeah, well, I think I said last week, Ducko, it's going to be a tough couple of weeks for us, just while we're missing some troops. So you know, the one thing you need to hang your hat on is your attitude and effort. So you know, that's something we just didn't have any of on Saturday. And feeling sorry for ourselves this week isn't going to fix that. It just digs a bigger hole. So we need to make sure that, you know, we reviewed the game yesterday, but we need to dump it and move on. And just make sure we're full of energy on Friday night at home, you know, because that's the main thing that's going to get us back on the scoreboard and bounce back.
And what is the chat on the track at the moment? Is there a sense of, like, we're really hard done by at the moment, we've got so many injuries, Chris Randall going down as well this weekend, or are you trying to remain upbeat?
No, well, no, but mate, we got to remain upbeat about it. But yeah, it wasn't ideal for Randy. I, you know, I love Randy. Got a lot of time for him, and he had his opportunity on the weekend. He dislocates, breaks his wrist in the first sort of 20 minutes. But I thought he did a fantastic job for us actually when he started the game in a different role. He's never sort of played that role.
Yeah,
was doing a really good job. But we can't afford to feel sorry for ourselves because the Sharks certainly won't on Friday night. So we just need to crack on with it and get going.
Yeah, and how'd you find starting in the halves with Connor as well? Both our boys starting together in the halves.
Yeah, it was wasn't a great start from us in terms of the scoreboard, but I thought we were actually we work well together with the ball. We're easy to get along with, but you know, defence is just a huge focus for us this week. We need to be miles better.
And so what are you saying behind closed doors as well? Like for these next few weeks where you are waiting for some troops to come back, you know, it's a bit of an ebb at the moment. It's kind of just biding time until you can get some just numbers back on the field, essentially. Are you just trying to stem the flow or do you want to still try and get some wins out of this?
No, we need to get some wins out of it. Definitely not, you know, sort of stemming the flow. We can't afford to... you know, in terms of what we want to be about and our trademarks as a team and what our DNA is, that still needs to be there. We can't expect boys to come back from injury into a team if we're not being resilient enough to stop tries and being physical with our contact, which is the things we didn't do on the weekend. So, you know, we need to have all the basics there in place. And when boys come back into the side, we can actually springboard into the and get better. Otherwise, if we don't have the basics in place, they're not going to be able to help us at all.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, mate. I'm sure you guys can do it.
We will.
And look, Jess isn't here today, but she did text through a question, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, how was it, boys?
Oh, mate, it was a great wedding.
It was a great wedding.
It was a hell of a wedding. God, I hate to say the price tag on that wedding, but God, it was nice.
Yeah. Stick around for 10 minutes and we're going to give you the wedding recap.
Yeah, trust me, I was loose on that dance floor, fresh out of isolation, Blake. I was loving it.
I'm sure she would have got some sponsors at a cheap rate. Anyone we can mention online to get a discount for it?
Palace Couture, thank you so much for the dress.
She's looking for Vogue as well. We'll just see how it goes.
Yeah, please get her into Vogue magazine. But Jess did ask this question, mate. She said, has the upending of the season as a result of numerous injurious results given a sense of tumultuousness within the group, has it become hard to maintain the team's cultural spirit?
She definitely did not want that question.
There's not a chance she wrote that. Did she also ask about the cohesion of the spine?
I was going to say, I was waiting for that. That seems to be the only phrase she knows.
She did, and asked about Connor's tight jersey as well.
Yeah. Well, Blakey Green, mate, as always, thanks for joining us. And we do have double passes to the Night Sharks Friday, McDonald Jones Stadium, 13-10-60. If you want those tickets, give us a call right now. Get around the boys. Support them in this time.
Chin up, Blake. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Oh, yes. What a great day it would be to give away $10,000, 30 seconds, 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice. And if you're unsure of a question, you can pass. We'll come back if there is time. Stepping up today from Holmesville, it is Kylie. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good. How are you feeling? 10K on the line here.
Ridiculously nervous, to be honest.
Well, it doesn't matter because Ducko is back in the studio after 2 weeks of isolation. Yeah. He's the lucky charm.
I'm the lucky charm.
He hasn't been here for 2 weeks. We haven't won for three.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll be me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here we go.
I'm sending out good omens. Yeah. What did Connor and Jess do? I'm manifesting.
Manifesting.
Manifesting positivity for you, Kylie.
Yeah. So okay. Just write down on a piece of paper right now, ducko.
Yeah.
Kylie wins Alpha Bucks.
Kylie wins. There we go. Put it out to the universe. It's got to happen, right?
There we go.
If it doesn't happen, you pretend you didn't do that.
All right, Kylie. We're going to the top of the alphabet here. A, okay?
Okay, no worries.
That's your letter. Your time will start after the first question. Here we go. Starting with the letter A, I need you to give me something with six legs.
Pass.
A month.
August.
A suburb.
Adamstown.
An Olympic sport.
Archery.
A kids' movie.
Pass.
An occupation.
Accountant.
A female singer.
Ariana Grande.
A musical instrument.
Accordion.
A metal.
Not sure. Pass.
Ah, the old metal ones, I get them every time.
The old not sure.
I would have been the same.
$60 is all yours. Well done.
Fantastic. Thank you.
The only ones you passed on, something with six legs and an ant.
Yeah, that's a weird wording.
It is. Might have just said insect there.
Yeah.
A kids movie, Alvin and the Chipmunks, Annie or Ants.
Ants is a great movie.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Annie's one of my favourites, to be honest.
Oh, Kylie.
Tough times. And a metal aluminium.
Of course.
Of course.
What you're after there.
Acrylic, you know, all that gear.
Oh, I don't think that's a metal.
They've just put that in the sheet, haven't they?
That's a plastic, but whatever.
Brilliant. Why not? Hey, Kylie, unlucky, but enjoy the money. Well done. And, you know, let's just pretend I didn't manifest positivity for you.
No worries. Thanks so much. I'll try again next time.
That's
Thanks,
it.
Guys.